Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hello from CNN. I'm Afoma DK with the five things you need to know for Thursday, January 11th. The U.S. and U.K. militaries launched strikes against multiple Houthi targets in Houthi-controlled areas of Yemen. That's according to U.S. and U.K. officials. In a statement, President Joe Biden said the strikes are, quote, in direct response to unprecedented Houthi attacks on commercial ships in the Red Sea. The U.S. strikes from aircraft, ships, and a submarine included Tomahawk missiles and hit more than a dozen Houthi targets, according to a second U.S. official. Here is CNN's Pentagon correspondent Oren Lieberman.
Those targets included radar sites, as well as storage and launch sites for ballistic missiles, cruise missiles, and UAVs. That's significant because it's those three types of weapons that the Houthis have used to target international shipping in the Red Sea, obviously one of the world's most critical waterways. So the U.S. and the U.K. very much trying to send a message here that this needs to stop.
A senior military official said the Houthi targets suffered, quote, significant damage, and a Houthi official claims its forces have retaliated. Houthi's deputy foreign minister warned the U.S. and U.K. to be ready for repercussions. Thursday's strikes come amid rising tensions in the Middle East, as the U.S. looks to ensure the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza doesn't spread. Hunter Biden pleaded not guilty to 9 federal charges he faces in California for allegedly failing to pay more than $1 million in taxes. Today, he made his first court appearance in L.A. in the case brought by special counsel David Weiss. In the indictment, prosecutors say President Joe Biden's son spent the money, quote, on drugs, escorts and girlfriends, luxury hotels, among other things. Hunter Biden has since paid the IRS what he owes in back taxes and penalties. His attorney calls the charges a political hit job. If convicted, he could spend up to 17 years in prison. The next hearing is in March, and the trial has been set for June 20th. A grand jury in Ohio has decided a woman who suffered a miscarriage will not be criminally charged. This comes after Brittany Watts was charged last year with felony abuse of a corpse. According to a coroner's report, Watts went to a hospital 3 times in the days before her miscarriage. There, she was told her fetus wasn't viable. Hospital staff then notified the town's police department, which responded to Watts' home. According to the coroner's office report, the fetus had died in the womb. But prosecutors said Watts' actions after passing the fetus were at the center of their case. The case highlighted how post-overturning Roe v. Wade, some women can be prosecuted for a pregnancy that has ended, whether because of an abortion or miscarriage. CNN has reached out to Watts' attorney and the Trumbull County Prosecutor's Office for comment. CVS said it'll close dozens of pharmacies all located inside Target stores. The company says the locations will close between February and April as part of its plan to space out stores and pharmacies more. The closures come at a tough time for retail pharmacy chains. COVID-related traffic has dried up, and consumers are moving more to online prescription services. One of the country's biggest drugstore chains, Rite Aid, filed for bankruptcy last year. Coming up, the scheme that forced ESPN to return some Emmys. Hey, welcome back. ESPN returned dozens of Emmy statues and disciplined employees after an investigation found the sports network submitted for awards under fake names. The apparent fraud was part of a bid to win trophies for on-air personalities, who weren't eligible to receive them. ESPN said in a statement that staff members who participated in the scheme, quote, were clearly wrong, adding that the deception stretched back to the 90s. ESPN said it had apologized to the National Academy of Television Arts and Sciences, which runs the Emmys. Get ready for some new times for 5 Things. Starting Monday, our episodes will drop at 6 a.m., 9 a.m., and noon Eastern, as well as 3 and 6 p.m. every weekday.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.